This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, happy Friday, and...
Welcome to opening day of...
First pitch is just moments away.
Kid, how would you like to pitch for the Chicago Cubs?
Great! Gotta ask my mom first.
There's no crying in baseball!
If you build it, he will come.
Well, the fans won't come. Yeah, they're not allowed. But yeah, we've been waiting for Phillies baseball, right? And it's finally here. Phil's going to take on the Marlins at Citizens Bank Park tonight.
Yeah, 60 games this season, guys. So it's going to go really, really quick. They will still have an opening day ceremony. The Fanatic, of course, will be there. And so will those cardboard cutouts of Philadelphia area healthcare workers, which is really cool. We will see them in the seats behind home plate.
Nice.
So look for them. Yeah, big day here in Philadelphia, despite the weird weather. God, it's been just an oven lately. And now we got this muggy soupiness. Showers all day today. Hopefully the heat wave breaks up a little bit, going up to 86 this afternoon. By the way, later on, you can win something related to the Phillies. Very cool when we play Beat the Bee at 8:30. It's that Phillies opening day headband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also along with that, what do we have? The $50 worth of lottery scratch-offs from the New Jersey Lottery.
They're holiday-related scratch-offs because what is today? Today is Christmas Eve in July.
So much going on today.
Really? So let's see. In just a little less than 3 hours from now at 9 o'clock this morning, Bill and I are going to play the top three Christmas songs that you guys voted for on our website. So we're super excited.
This break here, I feel like we just done a whole show.
I know, so
much going on. But join us, by the way, on Facebook Live right now. Jen and myself are going to hop on over and do our little Bee Up Club. Check out that page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
If you missed it yesterday, which was huge for One Direction fans because it was the 10-year anniversary of the day that their band was formed, we were talking to you guys about like non-traditional anniversaries that you celebrate. Because like my husband and I, we celebrate the day we actually met.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I actually celebrate March 3rd every year because that's the date when B101 first hired me way back in 2003,
nice.
Part-time. So I do celebrate that. Marge, what anniversary do you celebrate?
The day my divorce was final.
Is that right, Marge?
Woo!
How about that?
Did you have a big party?
No, but you know how when you're asked security questions and it says, what award are you most proud of?
Yeah.
I put my divorce.
So funny.
Did it take a lot of strength to break away, maybe find your independence? Is that how you felt?
It took a lot of strength. He left me. I didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it took a lot of strength for me to get up each day, and I kept saying, he's not going to win. He's not going to win.
That's right, Marge. I've been there, and good for you. I celebrated my divorce with a very bad tattoo. I hope you didn't go that route.
No, I definitely didn't go that route.
Well, good for you. You're a strong, independent woman, and we love it.
Take care, Marge. Thank you,
Marge.
You're welcome. Bye.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Do you celebrate a non-traditional anniversary? Like, you know, other than maybe your wedding anniversary. So we were taking your calls on this yesterday because I always celebrate June 11th. That is the day that my husband and I met.
That's nice. Yeah, I always celebrate March 3rd. That is the very date. I have it marked down many years ago that B101 hired me back in 2003. And you know how I celebrate? I drink beer. So it's like any other day, really.
Exactly.
But how about you, Reenie? What non-traditional anniversary do you celebrate?
I celebrate the day that I opened my new business.
Ooh,
oh, that's awesome.
What do you run?
I run Maureen's Flowers in Northeast Philadelphia. We opened on August 17th, 1990.
That Excellent. Is awesome. Now, I have to ask you, did you, like most new business owners, keep the very first dollar that they earned? Did you do that?
No. Actually, I was thinking of that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I just got my new business licenses that you have to display, and I was mm-hmm. putting them up. And I thought, that's one thing I don't have on display is the first dollar.
Well, you know what? When we get back to normal and businesses really do pick up, get that first dollar.
Absolutely.
And frame it. The post-COVID dollar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It makes it a little more difficult since everybody does everything by card this day.
True.
But,
sure.
But I will. Thanks, Jen, for the idea.
You're welcome, and we're very happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Karen, how about you? What non-traditional anniversary do you celebrate?
I always celebrate the anniversary of our first date. It was a blind date. We broke down on 95 and spent, like, probably at least 3 hours. It was before cell phones. We had to get somebody that passed by with a CB radio,
and then
they got us help. We're married 38 years now.
Yay!
Yeah, that is awesome. Now, did you, like, get to know one another during those 3 hours a lot better?
A little bit, but it was freezing cold. It just was not fun, but...
Aww. Did you snuggle a little bit?
There you go.
Well, I knew he was somebody I'd want to have as a friend, and mm-hmm. he became my best friend.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And you made it through that together, and look at this, 38 years later, and you're still going strong.
Congratulations. Yep.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Just curious, when you hear train, do you think the Polar Express?
Oh, look at you making that connection.
You do if you're a Christmas fan, you know. So don't forget to join us at 9 o'clock this morning for your favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, that's when we're going to play the top three holiday songs that you guys voted for on our website. Because today, yes, Christmas Eve in July. And what is extra cool is that Santa himself... Cool. will be joining us for all the festivities. It's going to happen at 9 a.m. right here on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday and...
Welcome to opening day of...
First pitch is just moments away.
Kid, how would you like to pitch for the Chicago Cubs?
Great! Gotta ask my mom first.
There's no crying in baseball!
If you build it... He will come.
Well, the fans won't come. They're not allowed to come. But yeah, the moment we've been waiting for, right? Phillies baseball. It is finally here. So the Phils take on the Marlins tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, so it's, keep in mind, 60 games this season. So it's going to be really, really quick. Really, I like that 60 games.
Why
there's
not?
There's 180-something games, 182 games in a regular season. That's a lot. So every game is really going to count. Think of it that way. We'll still have an opening day ceremony today with the Fanatic. He'll be there. So will these cardboard cutouts of Philadelphia area healthcare workers, which is really cool.
Yeah.
You're going to see them in the seats behind home plate, so look for it. Big day here in Philadelphia. First pitch tonight, 7:05. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, obviously, I mean, we've been talking about the Phillies opening day at Citizens Bank Park tonight, but just changing sports for a moment, because you know how the Washington Redskins dropped the name.
Yeah, so if you guys missed it, they've announced their new temporary one. It's the Washington Football Team. That's it. They issued a statement saying this decision allows them to look into an in-depth branding process. But someone on Reddit did some investigating and found that the company that manages Redskins.com, that managed that name, just registered the name DC Sentinels. So that could be their name.
Interesting.
But
okay.
Who knows? You hear about other names like I heard Warriors, Red Wolves.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a name for them. The Washington Birdseeds, because the Eagles feast upon you. You are their food.
I love that, Bill. The bird seeds.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I wonder if our top fan of the day is celebrating Christmas Eve in July like we are right now. So her name is Emma Shields.
Emma Shields.
Hi, Emma. I love that name. Emma Shields. She lives in Wayne, and she's a top fan, not just because she listens to the B as much as she can, but also she is really, really active with us on Facebook, and we have a good time, like, commenting, you know, back
Absolutely.
And forth with her.
That's what makes you a top fan.
That's right.
You know? And it, of course, as Jen mentioned, it's sponsored by Acme. You can win something very cool from Acme and from us. It's barbecue in a bag. It's all the summer goodies you're going to need to get your grill on, and it includes a $100 Acme gift card. I dropped one off yesterday to Deb Dunn in Phoenixville, and her whole family was out there. We wore our masks. We took pictures together. They were so nice. Her son is going to Temple in the fall, so she was very excited about that.
That's great.
And what she did was, it was funny. She's like, I got to bring the whole family out here. I'm like, why? I'm like, yeah, do it. She's like, they don't believe that I won. So we all got out there. It was a good time. And that's what's going to happen. One of the DJs here on B101 are going to drop off this barbecue in a bag. But you got to sign up. You got to register to win. So do it right now at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, silly question, I know, but how would you like to save $520 a year? I mean, who doesn't? Mm-hmm. So here's what you do. You stop overbuying on fruit. And I know it's so tempting in the summertime right now. Everything is so fresh. But this new study says that we throw away that much money every year in just old fruit that goes bad. And I know I'm super guilty of that.
Same here. You know? All I know, Jen, is I have limes in my kitchen that are so hard I can use them as golf balls.
What?
And I have.
And you have?
And they flip pretty good. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.